Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, right before the show, we were having a discussion, once again, as we often do, about Oscar's new digs.
Yes.
And his new domicile. And I swear to God, Rob mentioned that he has a Thor washing machine.
It's a laundry system, Mike. A laundry system.
You actually have a Thor laundry system?
Yes.
When you say laundry, but it's basically a washing machine, right?
It's a washer-dryer combination.
Space-saving and space-aged, I guess.
Yes.
But the thing is, Mike, I'm a pretty consumer-driven guy.
Yes.
I have never heard of the Thor brand.
Mike, it's 27 inches wide, 27 inches deep.
Rob, I'm stunned that you haven't, because the Thor washing machine was the first electric clothes washer sold commercially in the United States.
Really?
In 1907.
Oh, and, yeah. I bet it came with a ringer.
He's a ringer. He's a ringer, baby. I'm looking. The only pictures I can find. It's super old-timey. Yeah. The only pictures I can find are like, yeah, it's got a ringer on it where you go through the. It's like ancient. I think my grandmother had one down in the basement.
Well, I don't think Oscar's is a 1917. I think his might just have come after World War II.
Yeah, I'm probably 1950s, because when I put my model number into YouTube, I came upon a story on PBS where there's a laundry aficionado community that collects these.
Is that a category?
Hey, it might be. So you own it now. You got the house. You own this thing now, right?
And then I went on eBay and I said, well, what is this worth?
Right.
Maybe this is one of these gems people find in old homes.
Sure.
Someone's selling it for $30.
All right. It's a top loader, right?
It's a front loader, Mike.
It's a front loader.
Yes.
I'm trying to find pictures of it.
Why don't you give him a model number?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me pull it up here.
Yeah. The Thor, and you see, Mike, it's a laundry system because it's a washer and dryer for people who really are concerned about space.
So you mean inside the unit, you wash the clothes and then it dries them inside the same tub?
Just one unit, 27 inches wide.
I also believe this might have been an international offering, because the gentleman who owned my home was an ambassador, and he could bring or import or export anything out of the country.
So he went to the duty-free store and bought himself a Thor laundry system?
He could have. Yeah. He could have in Japan. I'll say this. The model number is WD9900A as in Alex.
You got the 9900. It's good.
WD9900A?
Yes. Washer-dryer combination.
Hey. All right. Let me see.
What's sad about this?
What is that?
It's ventless?
Ventless.
The Thor WD9900A ventless washer-dryer combo on eBay. I'm going to eBay right now to see a picture. Oh, it doesn't look all that bad.
So the first hit on Google is eBay? That's not a good sign.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm looking at these right now. You've got a $460 washer there.
Oh, the one I saw was $30, and I stopped looking.
Mike, is a washer worth $460 if the door doesn't open?
You know what? I'm looking at these, and they look fine. They look just fine.
But you're not looking at
his. Door doesn't open, Mike.
Can't get in.
Can't find a manual either.
But the thing is, it doesn't open because you think it's broken, or it doesn't open because you really haven't found the button that opens it.
So I spent a good hour yesterday.
It's like escape room.
I clicked and snapped and pushed.
By the way, you're going to have to hit the alarm for me.
Okay.
Because frankly, I think perhaps you're not the one that should be troubling yourself over this particular appliance.
I'm glad you brought that up. Get that alarm, please. Ready?
Yes, got my button.
The reason why I went down to the Thor laundry system is because my beautiful, beautiful, super kind, strong fiance.
Strong.
Strong.
Strong because she's a yoga instructor. She's physically fit like
strong.
No other woman you would ever see. She's strong. I've met her. She is extremely kind.
Yes.
She's very, very sweet. And she's very smart, too. Very smart. She's shy. She's a little shy.
Out of control. I think that she's super intelligent. Sometimes
she's super
intelligent.
Yes. Okay. Don't we all?
She has her degree, and I wonder about that as well sometimes. As yesterday, I went back down there, and I went down there to check the machine, Mike, because I hadn't touched it. You know why?
Hold on. Why do you say go down there? Isn't it in a basement?
No. It's in my kitchen. Remember, my kitchen is also my laundry room.
He stays upstairs. I remember these speeches.
Thank you.
He stays upstairs where the air conditioning unit
is. Yeah, we have one room with a window rattler, and that's where we hang out in.
Mike, I knew that. I just like to hear him say it.
By the way, did you get a copy of the, I think it's made out of ceramic or something like that. It's this electric battery-operated little personal air conditioner that cools a 4-square-foot area, and it's the same philosophy that they make the bucket air conditioners out of, where it gets a little element that you put in the freezer, and then you stick it in there, and the little fan blows over the cool air.
I saw that, Mike.
And it cools, yes.
I might have to invest just for the summer through the summer here.
Might be something you could use.
So absolutely. Back to the Thor, right?
Yeah, back to Thor.
I'm back in my kitchen/laundry room, and I kid you not, I'll have to post pics. It's really depressing, but I'll show you.
Thor!
And I said, I got to measure this thing out because my lovely fiance said nothing works downstairs. And I said,
including her.
You've been going to my
mom's. That's three of us now. We've all done it.
You've been going to my mom's for 3 weeks doing laundry every Sunday.
Now, and also, not to interrupt, but she doesn't have the best reputation when she does laundry at your mom's because she nearly flooded the house.
Hey, but hold on. Now, listen, I'm gonna stand up for the rights of fiancés and people everywhere. I notice I'm not going to feminize it. I'm not going to do that. I get enough crap on this show. The thing is, she goes out to your mom's to do lunch. So she's doing the work.
Yes.
She's baby stepping.
Yes.
What about Shannon?
But
Mrs. O'Meara just wrapped up hers today, so I'm very pleased because I do not care for that task.
What, laundry?
Oh, Mike, it's women's work. Let's be honest, all right? Let's call it what it is.
Oh, dear. Send letters to Oscar Sinclair.
Or in my house, nobody's job, apparently.
Does yours tend to stack up?
Oh, Mike, well, we've discussed this in the past, that there's the mythology of the sixth drawer, where if your clothes are not where you think they should be, check the dryer, or as I call it, the sixth drawer.
The sixth drawer where...
Because once
no use to take clothing out of a dryer after it's been there for 3 days because it's destroyed.
Well, I mean, what she does is, you know what? She's washed it and she's hit start on the dryer. She's done. She's washed her hands of the entire thing. Also,
Hit the alarm for yourself. You don't even know it.
Also, I have
rubbing
seen...
Rubbing your big meaty ham hands together.
I have
You're
seen...
such a misogynist in your own way.
Well, I hate everybody.
She hit start on the dryer. She's done.
And also, I like when, you know, she does the same load of wash in the washer two or three times without ever taking it out. Because it sat wet in the washer for a day, and it starts to smell like it's been in the washer wet for a day.
Yeah, that mildew.
So what are you going to do? I'm just going to rewash it.
That kind of mildew, in some cases, doesn't come out of clothing.
No, Carrie's got it down to a science.
if you leave something wet in the dryer for long enough, and it gets that mold, I've had that happen where you just can't get the stank out of it, the stanky
wank. It's tough. That will happen once in a while.
Well, she tries to stay ahead of it, and we haven't lost any casualties lately.
So we're back to your house with the Thor machine.
So the Thor laundry system, which my lovely fiance said didn't work, I went down there to measure to see if we could somehow put some shekels together to get a new system, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a caring, loving fiance, and I know she's not going to do it, and she's not going to move to get this bottleneck out of our life, right? I go down there, and
You got to hit it again.
That was diffused by the business speak alarm. Yeah, he loves the word bottleneck.
I'm measuring out the depth and the width of the machine to see what
not
system
the
could actually move in. It's two stacks, two tiers, right?
All right, very good.
So I said, I'm going to measure this out. I said, wait a second. This thing's still hooked up. Does it even turn on? Because not my space, not my place, right?
Right.
I turn it on, and it starts working. And I say, hello, this machine has been down here for 3 weeks, and you haven't even looked if it turns on or if it spins. You just said it's old and it doesn't work.
Spins. So it worked.
The only issue is, don't know how to open the door.
That's kind of, as far as I'm concerned, that's kind of an important element.
And if it is a front loading washer,
Yeah.
It has got to have a tremendously tight seal because the water is going to be splashing against the door. So right. if there's any sort of malfunction when he tries, and ultimately, make no mistake, he's going to try to pry it open.
Same
and
instructions that were given to me when I was at American University when it came to relationships with larger people
yes.
is given to me. The directive I was given to was don't break the seal. I won't go into any more detail on that.
Yeah. All right,
might not have been American University. Might have been later on by a personal trainer.
Nah, you know what? It's something, but it really applies to all situations.
They don't
it?
Make a washers like they used to because this seal is tight, right? Really tight.
Are you
tight.
Sure you're not pressing? It would seem to me. Here's the thing about washer dryers. And as a matter of fact, you have to. They have a lock feature, do they not?
Yeah,
they
of course. Locked
because
yes.
especially with the washer, if you've got a front-loading washer, you have to have it lock and seal. And you gotta. You know, it sounds to me like if you can't get
a
that
lock
open,
has been
not,
activated, but unfortunately, I don't have a manual. And
did
I
you
also,
unplug it and plug it back in.
I did not try that. Oh my God!
Does it open up into
I
a larger amount?
You gotta text me. You have to text me.
Oh wow!
You have to text me. If you unplug it and plug it back in, it'll probably release the lock.
Oh my God! Yes.
There we go. Thank you,
wow.
Mr. Technology.
Is Shannon
me.
Home right now?
She is, but she's probably sleeping.
Well, wouldn't it be a shame if we called her though?
We can call her right now.
No, it's 9:30 in the morning.
I'm teasing.
God's
she
sake.
Was in a bath when I left.
Hey, hi to everybody on 97.1. The what is it?
9:30 p.m.
97.1 The Wave. Hey, it's 9:30 p.m. Everybody. Good evening.
No, it's
hope you enjoy. This is the important day. This is hey. I hope you enjoy that that meal.
Do you want to call her? She probably won't answer.
Well, do you think maybe she could? Would she? Hey, let me ask you this: if she unplugs it and plugs it back in, do you think she'll be able to?
Oh, she can do it. Yeah,
she can do all this,
and then we can make fun of her. Then
do you think she can do that? Do you think she can remove a plug from the wall?
Because
I don't know if she knows her way around.
The machine is on casters, so you can just roll it out. Roll it out.
It's on casters.
Of course it is.
Casters is a funny word.
Because you have to roll it out if you want to put anything else in the kitchen.
By the way, later this summer, I'm going to be on casters.
Caster in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to be on casters. Inside of a month, by the way.
My caster in the morning.
Inside of a month. Inside of a month till scalpel. Inside of a
oh,
month.
Are we on the countdown? The countdown has begun?
I'm thinking about it.
How many days?
Well, I don't know exactly. It's going to be July 7th, so you do the math.
Oh, it's going to be about 27 days then.
27 days.
You better hurry.
You better hurry. Time's a-wasted. You know what the drill is, too. I've told you guys. I'm going to get the left one, and then if it's a quick recovery and good, I'm going to go back in and get the right one. Just get it all over with.
We actually have talked about this internally, that there's only going to be one done because there's no quick recovery.
No.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks that I'm going to get the second one done.
And that's based on the fact that you make it through.
Yeah.
If I survive it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm calling right now.
Oh, excellent. Are we calling? Here we go.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, but the thing that's great about doing our live show at the DC Improv is if
they have ramps.
If something
Shannon.
No, if something goes
Shannon.
To
Shannon, this is Oscar Santana and the Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
What a rarity. What an incredible rarity this is. Hello, darling. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm peachy. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I haven't heard it on this show in many, many months. Many
moons.
Years,
many moons.
Many, many, many moons. Shannon, we're calling because yours truly, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara, I may have solved a problem for your washer dryer.
The Thor
combo.
Laundry system, Mike.
The Thor laundry system.
The
I
TLS,
may have solved
Mike.
The problem. Oscar was talking about the fact that he's having a problem because the door won't open. The door is locked. And we were discussing on the show that these mechanisms, these front loaders, occasionally have a mechanism that locks it, and it's electronic. So my thought was that if you unplug it and plug it back in, it might release
reset.
The lock mechanism.
Yes.
It might reset it.
Can you scurry downstairs and open that up for us?
Quick like a bunny.
Quick like a bunny. I'm not at the house. I just took off the car to have my brakes replaced.
You're where?
I didn't get any of that.
Do you have a Thor phone system?
Yes. Get somewhere where we have a signal, please. Time is money, Peach.
No, I don't have. I'm not at home.
Where?
Oh, you're not at
Who
home.
Who said
you're
you could leave home?
He's created this. He's said you could leave home.
No, I don't know. Who said I could leave? I know. No, I just had to drop off my car to get some brake work done, and now I'm at CVS.
So let me ask this, because I wanted to hold on, we got an opportunity here. I want to dispel the myth. So what time were you up to drop that car off, just out of curiosity?
At 8:15.
Okay, so it's 45 minutes ago. All right, that's okay.
Are you walking home, Peach?
Yeah.
Good. All right. We'll talk to you later. I love you. Unplug and plug in, and then give us a text. Let us know. Give us an update when you get home. All right?
All right. Babe, are you wearing your slippers?
No, I'm not. Shush. I got to go.
What's the name of the slippers? Slippers. Slippers.
Never mind.
Is she gone? Is she gone?
That was a sick burn. Guys, we've run out of time in this vignette. We've got to start the show. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God. Rob, make a note. Oscar's slippers. What the hell is going on?
Mike, who knew after 7 years we're working with William Conrad?
You know, we've opened up a door here. I like this. Yeah, it's good. He hustled her off the phone. All right, we can start the real show, and then maybe I'll ask Oscar about his feet. All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, don't you just love it? The crash of the pins, the smell of the rental shoe spray?
Yeah, it does kind of get the blood going.
Oh, one small detail. This is an all-gay bowling league, so I told everyone you're all gay.
What?
You have to be gay to play. Let's go meet the guys.
Forget it.
Jay, we need you.
No one's going to believe I'm gay.
Oh, why? Because you're not flouncy enough? Jay, that's offensive. There's all kinds of gays. You've got your Broadway gays, your gym gays, your twinks, your bears, your otters, your hey girl gays. You've got your pups, your cubs, your chubs. And most prominently, you've got your average Joes who you would never know are gay gays.
What the hell is an otter?
Lane 20, white pants. Look, you don't have to do anything differently. Just be yourself. You're gay enough.
Hello, Cameron. I thought I smelled failure and cheap hairspray.
Oh, hello, Martin. You're looking unwell.
Could you do that thing you did last year where you lose and then you try and throw a chair but not realize it's bolted down and wrench your back and then curse at me while I wave a trophy in your big red face, could you?
Oh, boy, look at you. You're all worked up. It must have been a tough day assistant managing that Joanne Fabrics.
It's a Michaels and you know it, you son of a bitch.
Fine, I'll do it. I don't like that guy. But what happens if somebody I know comes in here and thinks I'm living a secret life?
Jay, trust me, if someone you know comes in here tonight, they're living a secret life.
Make a point.
Okay, let's meet the guys. Guys!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
It's a Michaels, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
You know it.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. Hey, if you happen to be here and you're new, you will too. You're going to get it.
Yep.
You are. Uh-huh. You are. Duh-huh. Duh-huh. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Boll & Branch. You know the most important thing you do to ensure a good day? Do you know what that is? It's getting a good night's sleep.
Sure.
We talk about it a lot on this show. Mrs. O'Mara was opening up, speaking of laundry, opening up the Boll & Branch package of sheets, and they are so beautifully packaged. They just scream quality the way they've got these little buttons that you you unwrap, and it's a delightful little package of bedding. And Boll & Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. I've said this before. It's like butter. Not only do they look great when they come in, but they feel great when you sleep on them. You can only get their products at one place. It's BollAndBranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. So you're going to get a great deal. These are amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple hundred bucks. You're gonna love it. They're gonna last a long time. They're fantastic. Just visit Boll, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free. Even better, go to BollAndBranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. That's BollAndBranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's Boll, B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. Whoa. We got to get to the thank yous for our wonderful listening audience that took all my stress away this week. I want to say thank you for that.
I think you were mentally prepared to come in and yell today. Yeah. And all of that was removed yesterday afternoon.
Here's the thing. I never have any predictions. I just have general assumptions.
Right.
And my general assumption was that we were talking about the long tail of this show, and what we mean by that is that this show, at its immediacy, is heard on radio stations. This show is also heard online, and people tend to...
It's consumed online within a week's time.
Usually, it's within a week's time. Sometimes, you know, people don't get to it, and sometimes they do, but the fact is that they, you know, there are people that are tardy about this, and they don't get to the show, and so it frustrates me sometimes because, you know... We'll get people 3 days after we say something on the show that says, you doing what? So I was really a little frustrated. And apparently, yesterday was the day that it hit like wildfire. And we want to thank our listening audience for selling out our show at the DC Improv. Pretty astonishing to me that you start selling tickets to a show in May and June, rather, and you sell out a show that's not coming until November. We better put a damn fine show on because we've got basically 6 months to prepare it. So I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to be at the DC Improv, and I want to say thank you to everybody. For those of you that, you know, drag your feet a little bit, I'm sorry about that.
I didn't get the memo.
I wish, but the thing is, we've got something for you as well. This is for not only people after the show, but for anybody to join us. If you've got your tickets and you've made your plans, you're all set for the Mike O'Mara Show live at the DC Improv. But what are you doing after the show? I'll tell you what you're doing. Right after the show, we're all going to head across the street for a good old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet at one of DC's greatest watering holes, the Mad Hatter. Who doesn't know the Mad Hatter?
Great place.
Who does not know the Mad Hatter in DC? Join Mike, Oscar, and Rob and all of your TMOS buddies for food and drink and amazing good times. Talk with us, laugh with us. Do you ever, you are such a hack.
I approve this copy, Mike.
Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us. Take a picture or two and party into the night with TMOS at the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter is at 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest. That's just a short walk from the Improv. Make your reservations by calling the Mad Hatter at 202-833-1495. Don't need a reservation to go, though.
No, nobody
can come in. But,
just in case you want to call, they're prepared for
you. Or you can find them online at madhatterdc.com. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Tell me about it.
Right?
We'll see you at the Mad Hatter. That's the Mad Hatter. So that's it. We'll tell you. Keep telling you about that and remind you when we get closer. It's gonna be a bit nuts because not only the people that go to the Improv show, but then there'll be the people that didn't get tickets to the Improv and coming to see us. And we're looking forward to it.
A couple things. We're going to have a step and repeat for pictures. And Rob is absolutely right. We're working on some TMOS happy hour specials. Happy hour. And if you do call, just say you're calling for the Mike O'Mara Show event or TMOS event.
They're ready for you.
They're ready.
Ready to believe you.
I know that I was having a little nappy poo yesterday afternoon, and Carla tapped me on the shoulder and then put the little icon that the show had been sold out. And apparently all you guys were... I got crap for it that I didn't put up the sold out banner before any of you guys. I fell asleep.
Well, it's okay. You know what? Selling out is not something that's quite as urgent as getting out ticket sales.
Well, not
info.
For the people. Not for us. Not for us. But and the thing is, I don't know. I really am...
Who gave you crap?
There was some listener going that actually put the time up that you posted and Rob posted and then Mike and then like a little cartoon of a guy sleeping. I'm sensitive to everything online. I'm sensitive to everything online.
It's pretty accurate.
And I was just like, and then a guy called him a dick and I gave him a like. So
that's the way you diffuse that.
That
Mike.
Is,
that's,
yeah.
That's the way you do
your
that.
Your wonderful wife, by the way, who can be as pleasant as just the sweetest woman that you could ever have a back and forth with within really a 4,000-mile conversation.
I'm pretty sure there was a compliment in there. I don't know.
Well, because usually...
No, that's good. That's good. When he talks about Carla like that, that's a good thing.
Well, no, but when you text some people, especially a spouse, and it's just a different dynamic. But
yeah,
she's always super sweet, right?
Well, she's incredibly diligent with communication, too. If you text Carla, you get a text back immediately.
We were on the same page when she said, "He's asleep, LOL." And I said...
I was.
Because I wrote her because I was concerned that maybe you hadn't seen the text about the sellout.
Didn't see it.
Or saw the email, and I said, Well, I hope everything's all right. I'll text Carla, right?
No, yeah. None of this.
The end.
No.
The end.
Sleepy. By the way, I could catch some Z's right now during the show.
Carla says,
"Look, he's killing me. He's going to be three. He's killing me. He's killing
the boy. Dad is tired.
I love him. By the way, I had a great morning with him at 5:30. I get a horrible greeting though. I get the initial greeting. One, it takes about 5 minutes, but I'll hear, "Mommy."
Oh.
Mommy. And then you hear on the, we have a little lock on the outside of his door so he doesn't get out in the middle of the night.
Oh, he has that for Shannon.
She broke out today.
So you hear this, Mommy. And so.
If I didn't know what a beautiful child he is, that'd be the most horrifying thing I've ever heard.
It's like, Mommy.
Mommy. Hello, Robert. This is Jigsaw.
So he goes like this, and he's doing this little thing. And the other day, I've had it happen to me a couple of times where he wants his mommy, and he's bummed when it's me. So it happened again today, and I am so exhausted at 5:25 in the morning when this happens, when he gets up at 5:30 or before 6 o'clock, it's usually taking me out of the deepest sleep a human being can have. And Carla sleeps much lighter than I do. And so Carla say, "He's up." And Carla woke up with him every day this week. And so this was my morning. I think that's also
a mommy thing. Mm-hmm. I think they're more tuned to hearing the kid's voice.
Yeah. And it's unspoken. And so my feet hit the floor, sound asleep. And I walk over and I hear, "Mommy. Mommy." And I open the door, and Carly's instructed me how to greet him, that it'll work. And I went, "Hello, Michael. Did you have a good sleep? I missed you. Good morning." And I get this. "Good morning, Michael. Are you..." He shut the door in my face. And, what I do, because I am
Why
so
Why are you
tired,
talking like that, Dad?
Yeah.
I am...
He says, I really like Morgan Freeman better. I don't take this new voice.
I walk into the living room, sit down on the couch, and just sit there. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, all right, go ahead, knock yourself out, you little crappy kid. You know, just go ahead and do that, and I'll wait for you. And then he says something like he needs something, so I eventually did get up. And then I said, "You're going to need to open the door. You're going to need a little more. And then he comes into my arms, and I pick him up, and we go over, and we just hang out. And then I'm in my underwear, and he's in his jammies. Okay, chill out. And because of that, we have cold air blowing down here because it's humid all the time. We don't have our little American flag blanket that we've had for 20 years, and it's missing. So I go over, and speaking of our discussion before the show, where is the American flag blanket?
Where?
It's in the dryer. Damp.
Oh,
5:30.
No.
But
epic fail at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. But almost dry, so I put it in the quick little spin. I do not have a Thor. I've got a modern appliance.
Maytag.
And so it's like a 13-minute, I don't know what it is. I think it is a Maytag. I'm not sure.
Only
it's
the best.
It's a 13-minute, no, not only
Isn't Maytag Highline?
That's a good one. It's American.
Yeah, it's American made. Yeah.
I have a Maytag washer, but a Whirlpool dryer.
I don't know.
Is GE your go-to? Is that
no? GE can burn to the ground.
Hey, watch out there, pal!
Hey,
come
what's
on.
The best one?
Best for what?
For washer dryer.
Maytag and Whirlpool both test very high, and they're both American. So
Thank
that's
you.
Good stuff.
I don't know what I have, but I think it might be.
It works. Whatever you have works.
Mm-hmm. But it's got a quick dry, and the quick dry is 13 minutes. So I said, let's go over and sit, and we're going to wait, and then we waited about 10, and then we have a nice warm blanket, and we just hang out.
Two men in their underwear under a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing?
Pretty good little Saturday.
Stop that. So it's beautiful. It's me. It's him. We're listening to the birds. Jesus, you make it ugly. You have to go make it ugly.
Hey,
that
you know
is
what,
terrible.
Mike? At least you're not wearing slippers.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. And anytime we do that, we should have that. It's oh my god, is it?
Yeah, we're late.
Show. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about Oscar's feet. Shannon just said, "Are you wearing your slippers?" I have no idea what it's about. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Would you like to know the ambient side effects?
Yeah.
Frequent side effects include hallucination.
Yep.
Now, you said yet like you almost understood that.
Well, I've seen it in Carrie. She didn't tell me that she had taken an Ambien. So we went to bed. She says, do you see that light? I said, it's dark in here. What are you talking about? She's over there, that light. But she sounded totally with it. She
I
says,
see that light.
You don't see that light? I said, you mean down there at the foot of the bed? She said, yeah. You know what? She said, it's watching us. That light is watching us. I had no idea she had taken anything. And I finally said, Carrie, that's the clock on the VCR. It's not watching. It's fine. She's that light's watching us. I said, are you okay? Did you take anything? I took an Ambien.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You'll love it. We have a great bonus show this week. Check it out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. It's the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it. Vistaprint does it right. And here's Rob with the Vistaprint card of the day. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Actually, it's a triple from Angela Love Zaranka. I think her name is Zaranka.
Give him one. You know what?
No.
Make them last.
No, but she sent us three cards.
She sent us three. She did. Well, go ahead. Knock your socks off.
She got all three of them from Vistaprint. They all have different looks for different uses. But what she is a lactation consultant for new mothers. And
is she the lactation consultant that helped Carla?
I believe she is, actually.
Oh, she's a wonderful woman. What a wonderful lady.
And what she did that's so cool is she has that that thing on the back that you
QR
can scan.
Code.
You
mm-hmm.
can scan with your phone.
That thing.
Thank you, Oscar, for helping me with that thing.
You're pretty sure it's the lady that we're talking, because if it is, I've got to tell you, this lady's spectacular.
Bill for Spade.
This is a Vistaprint commercial, but I will tell you, this woman was terrific. This really.
But what's
great.
Amazing is that all three cards have a totally different look for different uses.
What's
Vistaprint
website?
Handled them all.
Give her a plug.
Her website. You can actually. She has no website.
Okay.
But
what's her phone number?
Her phone number. She's in Washington D.C. and she is with the here it is, maternalchildconsultant@gmail.com.
There we go.
You can contact
right
her
now. Get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That is 500 cards for under $10. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and always looks sensational. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings, and we thank them. Okay, we were talking to Shannon a minute ago. What's the deal
with the slippers?
Wearing slippers? Do you wear slippers to work?
You know what? When you tell someone something, remember that if you call them on the air, they're going to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Look, there. Oh, jeez.
Take a breath. Gather your thoughts.
Is something wrong with your feet?
No, we have hardwood floors in our home that are falling apart, right? So there are splinters actually coming off of the hardwood floors.
What? This house.
It's an arbitrage.
Horrible house of horrors.
Arbitrage.
The floors are so bad that they're like a deck.
Yes,
like an old
like you're walking
deck?
On a deck.
But
yeah.
Oscar, this is totally counter to what you told us earlier, is the fact that the floors have been sanded down so much that they're thin enough that they bounce. If they've been sanded that much, how is there even a splinter?
The last time they were sanded was 30 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Remember, the
Dewey
house
defeats Truman.
The house was built in 1840.
Yeah.
Right?
Please tell me you got a good deal on this house.
Well, that's how how else do you think I could move in there? Yes. Of course, it's a good deal. Everything's broken inside, sir.
And you did
enjoy the
it.
Masonry.
You bought it. You're not like squatting. You actually own the house. Okay, just checking.
I knew what I was getting into.
So you have to have foot covering?
So you have to have foot covering all the time. Now, that being said, this past holiday for Christmas, my sister got me, wait for it, UGG slippers for the home.
For the home that you can eat.
Yes.
UGG slippers. By the way, if you go to their website or you listen to their radio and TV ads, UGG slippers for the home. That's their slug line right there.
So when I received them for Christmas, because I'm not an a-hole, I looked at
Were
them.
Were you able to mask your disappointment?
And I said,
UGG slippers for the home. Please do not use for hiking.
I said, ooh. Well, I'll never wear these. I don't wear slippers. I'm not 60 years old. I'm not running around the house in slippers. That's not
I'm not
thing.
A slipper. I've never been a slipper guy.
Mike, you have self-respect. I respect that.
Mike, I'll
do bare feet before I'll do slippers.
I have the ad for UGG slippers. I was able to bring it up online here. Hold
All
on.
Right, very good.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops,
24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with two packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
UGG slippers.
For the home. I'm never, ever full. By the way, you've seen it with people of Walmart. If you wear slippers to a store,
yes,
if you go out to a convenience store or you wear slippers into a store, really, that ought to be a jailable offense.
I agree. I agree.
All right.
So, I have. If you're wondering at home, I have the Olsons. You can find them on Amazon.com.
The Olson, is this the variety?
Well, they're identical slippers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
they're like the twins. Pony made the twin joke first. Pony made the Olsen twin
dual star.
Joke.
It's Mary Kate and Ashley. Yeah.
The nice thing, try the Olsons. You'll get two, you'll get one set for free.
That's right. Yes, Mike, they're UGG slippers.
So
for the home.
We've been in this new just quickly, when I received them, I smiled. I was very courteous. I hugged my sister. I said,
right. I'm looking
thank
at
you
him right
so
now.
Much.
Mm.
And she said, you know, Tom Brady got all his teammates these slippers for the holidays, and I or for some gift, some playoff gift. Yeah. And I said, Tom Brady's endorsed by UGG. He probably got them for free. He gave them to all his friends. I
right.
get
by that. The way, if you want to know what they look like, I can do it with music if you really want to know what they
you,
look
Mike.
Like.
Thank you, Mike.
That's, they're moccasins. Yeah,
they're moccasins. Yeah. They're moccasins.
Do you have itchy feet?
Do you have thin floors with splinters? Hey, this is an okay scar. Get down to your local UGG slipper maker and get the UGG Olsen. They're fantastic. Just $77. UGG Olsen slipper. Now only $54.99. Lots of prices with the...
a lot of price cuts.
There.
Wonder why. Yeah.
Why is he crying?
So, those must look really nice on your feet as you're walking.
So,
go visit Oscar.
Don't you have dainty feet? What size foot do you have?
9.5.
Yeah, like a little girl's foot.
Little guy.
And
little guy.
So, when Mike, when he puts foot. On the UGG slipper, he has big manly feet.
So... when we moved in 3 weeks ago to our home, I realized that I didn't want to wear my shoes everywhere, right?
Right, your hard shoes.
My hard shoes. And she said, you have those slippers in the closet. So I broke them out. And for the past 3 weeks, I have to tell you that I...
These are Elizabeth Warren shoes.
I wake up in the morning and I say, man, I really wish I could wear these to work. They're so comfortable.
Yeah, and they're going to be great in the heat wave.
And Shannon says, well, you could. Why don't you take them to work in your backpack, and when you sit down, switch out your shoes? And I said, I'm not a chick with her heels that gets into comfortable shoes when she's sitting under the desk.
You see that all over D.C.
You do.
See the women that wear the heels at work and wear the track shoes. Track shoes.
Track shoes.
What am I, 80? Track shoes. Yeah, I wear track. Let me just, I'm not going to dress up today. I'm going to wear my track suit. I'll wear my
the
track Keds. Suit to work.
Yeah, the Keds.
They're
my
walking
God.
Down the street in their Keds. Mike, and I think,
hey, how are you? I'm Jim Elliott wearing my tracksuit. Hi, everybody. Fantastic.
There is nothing I hate more than a woman that is totally put together, like ready in business attire, wearing tennis shoes. I hate that. I
well,
think it's
that's,
horrible.
We just this might as be misogyny 101 on the
it
show.
It is.
Today.
Hold on.
You
I'm
see it all
gonna,
over DC.
I'm not going to be that gal, Mike, because I'm a guy.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
I'm not going to do that, right?
Mm.
And she said, no one would notice. Who would really see you switch out your shoes? And I said...
Right. He's called Big Chief One Pair, Mike. He only wears one set of shoes a day. That's his deal.
Did you ever do it? Did you ever bring the slippers to
no, because I know the way I work. A, I'm not going to do that because I agree with Rob that... When you see a wonderful, well...
By the way, Rob is nobody to criticize women for footwear. Rob wears one thing for the entire year. He wears it through the winter months, and those are those Fred Flintstone Birkenstock stink fests that he has on his feet. Are you wearing them right now?
Do
you
yes, have Mike, I am.
All right,
yes, I am.
Whip one off. Whip one off. Hold it up to the camera and show everybody this mangy-ass Birkenstock. That there it is. No, turn it over so we can see the bottom of it. That seriously looks like the bottom of a...
This
like
will make it through one more season.
These there are, it these is. Are, yeah, turn the other way so we can see the bottom. Look at that crust.
Yeah.
That looks like the bottom of a pan.
Sir, somebody, it's, your sidewall is bubbling up. Oh, one more season. One more season.
Birkenstocks for the home.
How many days? Out of a 365-day year, how many days do you wear Birkenstocks?
240.
240.
Well, that was calendar year 2015, Mike. I don't have the stats for this year. What am I, crazy?
What is your other shoe that you wear besides that? Will it be a tennis sneaker?
It will be a Kirkland brand tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. $17.
Change back on a 20. And actually, didn't I get them for you for your birthday this year?
You did.
That's how come I know he has the feet of a woman.
You know, by the way,
his beautiful size nines.
I wear tens in sneakers.
Oh, of course you do.
Nine and a half.
Oh, giving full disclosure.
Forgive me, Lou Ferrigno.
Thank you.
Oh,
Crocs. Mm. Those are Crocs,
that's
though, right?
My Croc sandal.
Yeah,
that's my Croc sandal. And look at the
man. Someday, Mike, I can have footwear like that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'll stand my Crocs up.
Against
your Berkeys,
look at this.
For
they
price
have
point, every day.
Men's Uggs, like actual dress shoes. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah,
that's right. For the mentally challenged executive.
Rob played a clip from him. Cam from Modern Family wears it.
Okay, look. So, as I'm going full circle with Shannon, she keeps on telling me, she's like, no one's going to care. You're making too much of a big deal about this. And I said, no, I can't do that because I know me. I will get up to go to Starbucks and I'll just keep those slippers on and I'll walk into Starbucks and everyone's going to judge me.
That's right.
And I don't need to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at one right now and I'm looking. It's not anything fancy, but it's not heinous. Dress shoe from Uggs.
Yeah, but
are they made of rubber?
Yeah, but I can't wear those. I can't wear the Olsen out in public, right? That's just giving up.
You can't, but you could wear the Ugg regular shoe, and they're cool about it. By the way, I have to full confession.
Wait, what's going on here?
I picked up a pair of dress shoe loafers that I, you know, because we were invited out to a party, and I had to wear decent shoes. And also, I like to. My family has this thing about people that wear flip flops or sandals. Men that wear them to church,
right?
And I'm with them on that. Yeah. It's just my family thing.
The only person to have sandals is Jesus.
That's right. It's he wore it well.
He gets
he's
pass.
The only one that should. So I bought these, and I realized after I bought them, I said these are incredibly comfortable, and they're rock boards. And the one thing I didn't notice. Because I was so they looked great on the front. They didn't look like anything special. And then right on the back, these dicks, they put ROCKPORT on the back of the shoe. So I'm walking around going, meh! You know, I mean, I know I'm old. I know, and I buy the Rockports. And don't put
my dad,
that's an old man shoe.
Swears
for God's
by
sake.
Rockport.
Sure.
He's phenomenal. He's 76.
They're the home. Wonderful shoe.
For the home.
But don't put your Rockport logo on the back.
No, it's really not so. You don't want signage.
Why are they doing that? But what's the point? Why don't they give a person a break for Christ's sake, okay?
Now, Oscar, about the slippers, they're gonna be way too hot when the heat wave comes.
No, I'm telling you.
What if you got a pair of flip flops? Right. What if you got flip flops?
I'm not a flip flop guy. I see flip flops. I think you've given up, and you're probably not employed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, though. I mean, it is the thing about sandals down here in Florida. People wear sandals all the time.
Well, Mike,
because
you live in Florida, because they're going to jump on their yachts at any moment. Who knows, right?
Mm. or pop into the local convenience store with a knife and try to borrow money to steal some more money for meth. Thanks for the yacht thing. That was very cool.
Let's try to help you out.
Hey, maybe the yacht they jump on isn't theirs and they're robbing the yacht as well. You never can tell.
Very exciting. By the way, speaking of the way you look and what you wear, I'd like to talk about beard etiquette when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. David Letterman was interviewed by Tom Brokaw this morning on NBC. Dave, I got some theories about beard wear, and we'll talk about it when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zip Recruiter. Business owners, if you're hiring, I got to tell you something. You can't just post your job opening to one site. It's not going to happen. You're not going to find the best candidates. Posting it in one place won't work. If you want to find the perfect hire, do what many of our listeners have done and done successfully. They have gone to ZipRecruiter.com. At ZipRecruiter.com, what you do is you post your job to all of the top job sites, even social media. You can put it on Facebook and Twitter at the same time and do it all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. And by the way, if you've got a great job and you want somebody to fill it, you want the best possible candidate, you want to scour the globe, you want to scour the country, you want to make sure that you get the best candidates. Once you post it, that's it. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Watch your qualified candidates come into the ZipRecruiter interface. It's fantastic. You don't have to juggle emails. It's very easy. It's cost effective. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, so Dave, as we all know, unless you've been living in a box, you know the fact that since he retired from doing The Late Show with David Letterman, he has pretty much become a recluse. He is he's been on a couple of stages, but he came out and he's got the beard going. And the thing about David Letterman, the guy, he explained it to Tom Brokaw today. He said, from the time I was 20 years old, I shaved every single day. And one of the things I said when I retire from television is I don't want to do that anymore. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm completely fine with that. However, watching the NHL playoffs, watching David Letterman, having some experience with a group of motorcycle people that I used to hang with, there is what I'd like to call beard etiquette. Okay.
Is it etiquette or protocol?
You know what? Beard, here's the thing about I can explain it.
It's etiquette.
Okay.
I think it's etiquette.
I think beard etiquette is you know, you've got the beard, and just because you're growing a beard of any kind does not free you from the responsibility of personal grooming.
Yeah.
It's very, very frustrating to me when I see Letterman and he's got the one thing that makes me want to throw up in my mouth when I see it, and that is the beard that where the mustache is so long that it curves under the lip.
That's
meaning
bad.
That anytime he's putting anything in his mouth from a toothbrush to a woman's tongue, yellowing beard hair. And by the way, when you do that, your beard gets stained.
Of course.
Yes, you can see it.
So you'll get the yellowing at the corner. And he had that going. It's like, I mean, I know he wanted one for his entire life, but it absolutely makes me want to vomit when I look at that. It's disgusting. I've been a beard wearer my whole life. I've had a beard my whole life. And is Rofo showing the picture of Letterman's beard?
We've seen it before, but yeah, it's not
so gross.
Steve, I heard an interview with Steve Martin, and he talked about when he wasn't doing a project, he would grow a beard like David Letterman, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's and kind of a Hollywood thing.
Johnny would do it too. When Johnny would take a week and go over to, he would go to Wimbledon and he'd grow a beard. I think much for the same reason. He just didn't want to shave.
And he, but also didn't want to be recognized
also
for Steve
helps.
Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he said that he was sitting with Martin Short and his wife, and Martin Short, they have a very close relationship, looks at him and says, "You look so old with that beard. What's up with the beard?" And so he sits there and he goes, "I sit up. We've been friends for over 20 years, and I say, thank you. No one has told me that. I'm going to go shave right now."
Yeah, and he said, by the way, he said he would shave if he won. Letterman said he would shave if they won the Indy 500, if his racing team won the Indy 500, that he was going to shave. I don't mind him having the beard, but it doesn't – I mean – I've seen a couple of these guys in the NHL watching the playoffs with San Jose and Pittsburgh, where you see these guys, and there's the one guy that literally does not shave and has an incredibly heavy beard, and it's just everywhere, and it looks nasty.
That's a playoff beard, Mike. You can get past that. This man is
beard,
a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the funds. He's not rooting for anybody but himself. He's already won at life. What's the Indy 500 going to do for him?
It's not shaving if you just take the trimmer to it. If you just take the trimmer.
Yeah.
And look at this. Look, you want to see a groomed beard? Look at this. I'm bringing the camera in here. Oh, I'll use my new feature. Hold on. Let me do that.
Okay, here we go. Power zoom.
I'm just going to.
Right to his nose.
Bum.
Right
okay,
here we go.
Bum. Right.
Bum. Okay, I'm going to
shut. Not working.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's nice. Wow. That's good zoom.
Very precise, Mike.
Yeah.
Very precise.
Hey, how come part of your beard is colored, it looks like, or is it all white?
Hey, we don't use that word.
Hey.
It's all gray.
It is all gray?
No, you have a little bit. You still have a little bit of brown.
Maybe a little bit of brown from, my youth. There you go.
Oh.
But it's very precise, and it goes down to the fact
that... Look at that line. Look at that line. That is a precise line where I do not have the beard hair that is hanging over the lip.
Do the curtains match the drapes?
You know what? My God, I think not. No, thank you very much. Since you asked about that.
Chocolatey brown.
That's gross. That is so chocolatey
beautiful,
brown. You're
beautiful,
disgusting.
Dark, shiny, glistening brown.
A mocha.
Mocha is what it is.
Let's see the swatch.
And the thing, getting back to the whole thing, this is for the older people in our audience, all right? This is for any guy. This is for anybody. But as you get older, This grosses me out. And I'm not a chick. I just look at men, and this is what grosses me out. The thing about it is you get a lot of people say this. As I got older, I lost the hair on my head and started growing it in certain other places. And it's true because I have been around older people. And inevitably, if you have somebody that's got the long beard over the lip, that means there are other aspects of hygiene, personal cleanliness, of grooming that are left out in the in the alley. It's not cool. I don't like it. And for men, especially once you get over the age of 45, you gotta start trimming. You gotta start trimming. Now, the one thing that's hard for me is the elderly ear hair. If you get one of those, and by the way, with the ear
hair. Thank God I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm. It's like bamboo. Once it starts, it gets everywhere.
Oh, you are so wrong. You've gotten ear hair and you don't even know it. How old are you, 45?
45, but I've never had to pluck or trim my ears. I haven't.
You, I swear to God, I bet you've got one in there now.
Matt, come
over here and look at his ear. Get real close.
You have never had a barber. You've never had a barber cut ear hair on you.
No, but I have had a barber without asking me trim my eyebrows.
Okay,
and I trim my nose hair. That's an issue.
I trim my nose hair every other day.
Let's see the ear in full inspection.
Is there any? Ear? You see all right. any? All right, he's okay then. We'll
Mac, hurry up.
Mac,
he's all right.
Mac, what did he say?
Forest.
Oh no!
Is it really? Is there hair?
No. It's a forest.
Hold on, he might be telling the truth. Are you telling the truth, Mac?
No, he's clear.
Mike, he's clear. A liar. We should know this already.
Mm. That's right.
The thing is, that's right. He lied to his mother about going to class.
He said, "Mom, I don't have any ear hair." This is what he said. I've got to trim my nose. I've got to keep my eyebrows trimmed. And, you know, I actually have to keep my beard trimmed, too. The one time that we were at, we were still terrestrial, and we both grew playoff beards.
Right.
And it drove me nuts. Not so much the fact that I had a beard, because I do that all the time, but the neck hair and the curving under. That's the one place I cheated. Mm-hmm. I did trim the curving under.
Yeah, the playoff beard, you're supposed to not touch it. Oh. Do that type of thing. Here, the thing about it is
self-respect.
Yeah.
If, in this order, okay, if you're going to grow a beard, trim your beard. But the thing is, with the one thing that is absolutely verboten, I remember this is when I was a younger man, and I went to a party at my sister's house, and during the afternoon, they had talked about this guy. Let's just call him Jerry.
Okay.
All right. And that's not his real name because this is such an embarrassing story that they said, well, is Jerry coming? I said, who's Jerry? Oh, he's next door. He's a neighbor that lives a few doors down. I said, oh, that's great. Yeah, Jerry will be coming. Just don't stare at his nose. I said, what? And then my brother-in-law started doing some really great shtick about it and say, let's just say that there's an aspect of him that has been overlooked. That he has overlooked for perhaps a couple of decades. And it got back to the fact that it was his nose hair.
Oh, so, and the worst thing they could have done is tell you not to look at it. Yes. I mean, it goes back to like All in the Family. Do you take cream and sugar in your eye? Because it's the only thing you're going to be thinking about.
So the party starts, and I immediately seek this guy out. Not to walk up to him, just to observe him from afar.
Sure.
I wanted to see if I could observe it. Like from across the room, and I could successfully.
From across the room?
Man.
I actually could see it, and then I walked up and said, hey, how you doing, Jerry? Nice to see you. And his nose hairs on both sides were an eighth of an inch hanging out of his nose. Oh. And there are men that don't. You know this. There are people that don't trim their nose hairs. It never happens. We should do a nose hair check right now in the studio and see how everybody's nose hair is doing. Okay,
on a regular basis.
How does Oscar's look, Rob? Does Oscar's look okay?
There's not a lot of hair. Might be some furniture up there, I see. But it is allergy season.
Thank you.
How about Pony? How's Pony's nose hair?
You know, Pony has a very narrow nose. Pony, can you flare your nostrils?
Yeah, open those up for us.
He looks all right.
Look at Rofo. Are you
taking pictures of everyone posing?
Yeah. How about Rofo's nose hair? How about Rofo's nose hair?
Oh, it's devoid.
Pony's the closest. Pony
is clean.
And now let's go over to Mac, who's,
Mac.
Do you know what's funny? When people show you up their nose, it just looks like they're being pompous.
Hello.
Suddenly I get his superiority complex looking at him. No, he looks all right. Yeah.
So in the order, it goes nose, eyebrows. Carla hates long, nasty Andy Rooney eyebrows, and I think it's ultimately lazy to have that. So I do nose hair as the priority. Beard trimming is the second priority. Eyebrows are the lowest priority. And
do you have
hair,
a little trimmer for your eyebrows and nose, or how do you
no,
do that?
No, I use the waxed? Regular trimmer. I use the same trimmer that I use for my beard, I use for my nose.
How do you get it up there?
Different attachments.
I use an angle. I take it like
this.
Oh,
my God, no. I go what are you, like barbaric?
No.
That's how I do it.
Now, what's even worse, though, have you ever plucked a nose hair?
Of course.
And the tears. Oh, my God, the tears.
Oh, no, it's one of those natural things. Is this painful to you?
Yeah, my eyes tear up.
Oh. I plucked three of them simultaneously one time.
Yeah, if you get a good bunch,
then did you build a fire out in the plumbing?
It is. If your threshold for pain is high, you're like, all right.
Well, no, I mean, it's not that it hurts. It's almost like a nerve reaction. It makes my eyes tear. But you should get, Mike, I think Wall makes, and I got mine on Amazon naturally.
Wall.
It has a mini trimmer that has like the little stick thing that you can just go around.
Yeah, right
up
there.
In the circle of your nose.
I'm not a fan of that trimmer.
Why?
I don't think that's a good trimmer. I just don't like that.
It doesn't have enough torque. It's more like of
a Victor. Are you a Victor Kiam guy?
I haven't found the perfect trimmer yet.
You hit your clippers up your nose, that seems like. Have you cut yourself before?
Well, the only place
I can see him coming out with like a looking like a changed face, like Renee Zellweger, because he's taken his nose off with his hair clippers.
The only place I get it is right up in that front area, right there.
Yeah.
That's where I really have to worry about it. And of course, once you begin to cut it, it actually begins to grow uncontrollably. But this is a message to everybody. If you're out there, especially guys that might not have women in their lives, and you might be on your own, just remember this, especially to guys that are maybe over the age of 40 and are in that situation. If you have a beard, you know, trim it up nice. Even if it's a beard, make it. And in this era of lumber sexuals where a lot of the young guys have beards, trim them up. I think it'll look a lot better if you trim them up.
Some precision lately because you haven't been to your barber shop.
No, I haven't had time.
Do it yourself. Learn how to do it yourself. Trim it up.
I did do it myself, and that's why I'm lacking precision. That's exactly why.
Speaking of hair, did anybody get a chance to catch the picture of me from, I believe, 1978 or 79.
Mike, I thought it was a Photoshop.
Did
I thought
I see
somebody
it, Mike?
Photoshopped, and then I drilled down and I said, well, that really was him. That
we talked. I will
talk about hair, hippie hair. Yeah.
I will say that on the bonus show this week, we talk a lot about you and some of your college exploits. It's very entertaining. But this was at Marist College, so I wasn't able to draw any parallels to the names of the stories that you told.
My buddy Chris Barnes, who most recently, he used to be with WNEW before they blew that radio station up. And did they blow that one up? Did they blow that station up?
Well, Mike, if a radio station is on and no one is listening, hasn't it already been blown up?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, how long did they give that that all news station?
Oh, he was there for the news incarnation, not
2 years.
Yeah,
he was there for
two or three years.
Two years for the all news station, 2 months for the Mike O'Mara show. But anyway, you know, just if you're taking a look at that, you know, great move, by the way, great move, Dan. You nailed it. Hit it out of the park.
Another winner.
He's not even there anymore.
Good call. I know he's gone.
He peased out. He said, you know what? Good luck with this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, kind of screwed that one up. Bye-bye. Yeah, but so he posted he's on the radio still in some incarnation, and that's where we all were at WMCR, my very first college radio station, and all the kids that were up there, and we all had 70s. Part the hair in the middle,
feather
long
it back
hair over our ears, and I thought
you looked cool for your time.
Yeah, you were relatively put together.
Were you 18 in that? Because it looked like, because I know you were at Marist for your freshman and sophomore.
I was 18 and I liked it. 18 or 19. I was 18 or 19. It's right out of high school, and got involved with the college radio station. And I don't remember some of the people I worked with, but I remember some of the songs that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Earth, Wind, and Fire was very big for our playlist.
What about the Lamb Chops?
The Lamb Chops I had probably had since I was 15 years old.
So you had sideburns. You had a sort of a David Niven-y mustache, a thin mustache.
It was not thin as much as it probably hadn't grown in.
I was trying to give you all the best of it.
Yeah, the sideburns came in great. This has been the all hair show, by the way.
What about Diane Digit?
Yeah.
Diane Digit, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I think we got a break, Mike.
Thanks.
By the way, she
was there too.
Oscar said that.
He's such a dick. We'll take a break, and we will come back. With more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, Slippers. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cake.
And I'm Cookie.
Do you think I have a problem?
A few.
Do you think the problem is best exhibited in the fact that I ranted out to my children about seedless watermelon?
I think it's the amount of booze you had to rant out about seedless watermelon that might be your problem.
Could
seedless.
Be, but we get to the bottom of it this week on the Cake and Cookies show. You see, when I was a boy, watermelon had seeds.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie show.
Man, we're going to lose that show. I tell you, somebody's going to snap that one up. It's needless.
Mike, we're getting a lot of interest from the Slipper Network.
Will you, you know, we all know about lovely Katie.
Yeah.
Katie can get pissed off. We know that. I've seen it. Do you low-key the needless thing?
What I do is when the mouth guard comes in, I actually sort of prey on it. But during the show, she doesn't slip up much. That was she was tired. That was after the broadcast. Feedless. But we all send our best.
It jumps out at me. It would jump out at you if you didn't work with her every day. You'd be doing it worse than I am right now.
I have her spell Mississippi this week.
That's worth
brilliant,
tuning in.
Brilliant.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blank Label. Made to order makes better clothing. That's the philosophy at Blank Label. They provide custom quality clothing and exceptional service since 2010. Blank Label works with you one-on-one to guide you through fitting, styling, and all things menswear. It's never been easier to look fantastic. They use a made-to-order design process, so there's no sales games with overstocked merchandise, no high-pressure gimmicks. Plus, they actually listen to you. It's incredible. Your preferences determine your personalized clothing. It makes so much sense. Whether you shop online or stop by a Blank Label store, they'll use your measurements and preferences to construct a personal size pattern, your own blueprint, so you'll look perfect every time. So if it's a shirt, pants, polos, outerwear, suits, or formal wear, Blank Label will create the best clothes you have ever had because they're based on you. Act now. The first 10 people who sign up. The first 10 people. You got to do it right now.
Yeah.
If you sign up at blanklabel.com/Washington, D.C., you'll get your first shirt free. That's blanklabel.com/Washington, D.C. because made to order makes better clothing. Tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. Now, without further ado, let's get to it. We haven't been there in a while.
Long time.
It's time for Oscar Ratzi.
Fellas.
Yes.
Oscar.
The Thor laundry system has been disconnected and reconnected and still nothing.
Yes. That sucks.
And you know what, Mike? I wanted to keep hope alive, but when you buy a washing machine in the 1950s, there's not a lot of internal logic to reset.
All right, thank you. Sorry about that. They've made them like it's more modern than the 50s.
Oh, look at the back of it. It looks like I'll send you the show pic.
Yeah, it looks like something that Indiana Jones hit in to avoid a nuclear blast.
Yeah, no clean clothes for you. Don't worry about that.
My lining. I got it. All right, gentlemen.
His shirt smells like pennies.
Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
Living it up in Hollywood.
Trainwreck.
You know what's interesting about this? And actually, I love seeing stories like this because this man continues. It looks like he continues to be rewarded for just completely throwing his life down the esser. And
yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, Johnny Manziel, a absolute superstar college quarterback, and drafted by the Cleveland Browns, I believe, and has been a train wreck ever since. Yeah. Just completely out of
the league. Yep, no terrible. Second chances, has had multiple second chances, but he's not going to have a fourth or fifth, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
He's leaving a club in Los Angeles, and he gets served with court papers as he's leaving it in front of the TMZ cameras, a classic video. It looks like it hasn't even fazed him because that's just what he's used to, being sued. This time he's being sued by the Hollywood Hills homeowner who rented him his home.
Yeah.
And he says that he completely trashed it in a drug and alcohol-fueled binge where they had this big party, and he trashed the place.
Wow. You know, perhaps this is a perfect opportunity for me to share this with you, that I just received these series of texts from my daughter who celebrated her 21st birthday, and I FaceTimed her last night, and she did a shot in front of me. That was probably something that should have concerned me.
Her first shot.
So, first text, I'm Alice. Second text, alive.
Yes, the autocorrect, yes.
Third text, dying, but alive.
Oh.
Fourth text, love you. All right. Just thought I'd pass that
along. It's proof of life, Mike.
Yes, sir. Catherine Manziel.
Yeah. Manziel. If right. you would, Catherine, please send a photo of you holding today's newspaper.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have you, Mike, and Robbie might be a little too, your kids might be a little too old for this, but yeah. Finding Dory?
That's the sequel to Finding Nemo.
Mac is clearly not too old for this because he said it's a sequel.
Monday, I'll tell you all about that because I'm kind of interested. We're easing him in. I love the, like Rob, I love to experience films with my son.
Yeah.
He's not at the age yet where he can sit through one. He finally did yesterday. I'll tell you about that on Monday. It's pretty cool. So Finding Dory would be something he would really, I think.
And you can prime him at home with Finding Nemo, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
So Finding Dory's coming out soon, but this is the two sides of the story. One, the exotic fish community think this is going to be a big boom for them because, as you remember, the clownfish, which was Nemo, was sold at high levels, almost sold out throughout the season when Finding
Nemo
was out.
Thai restaurant we go to down here in Florida. They've got a fish tank and they've got a Nemo in there. And
he
says Nemo. He goes in, he wants to see Nemo. So he hasn't even seen the movie in its entirety. He's just seen little cartoons and things like that.
Now dealers are stocking up, fish dealers are stocking up on blue tangs.
Yeah, they are.
Because that's one of blue tang.
Yeah, I'll get some of that blue tang fish. Yeah,
that's Dory.
Absolutely.
That's
they've got an entire crew that runs that at pet
really?
Stores. Yeah, the blue tang crew.
And according to
thank you. You saw that one
DMZ, tangs ain't cheap. One goes for $40 to $60 per fish.
A tang?
A tang.
Wow. Oh, man. Astronauts drinking.
Man.
Thank you.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. Are there male and female? Is there like there's the blue tang and the blue tang? I'm sorry. I had to do that.
Well, this is the big problem if you're an animal lover or a fish lover. Tanks require very specific exotic tank setups. And one enthusiast says people don't think about that when they buy the fish. Sometimes they'll just buy the fish and hope it actually survives.
Yeah, put it in a bowl.
In their fish tank.
Yeah, my tang is floating at the top of the tank right now.
Tang's on its side.
Dead tang.
But this is awesome.
Blue tang. This is awesome. I think the fish at the Thai restaurant.
Rhino news.
I think they yeah. Rhino news.
Blue tang.
Da-dang. Phnom Penh. Bangkok. That's it for Rhino news. Details on the half hour. The blue tang. I think they might have a blue tang. Is it the blue fish with the pointy nose?
Yeah, but yes. But the one at the restaurant is Wu Tang.
Wu Tang. Wu Tang. Wu Tang. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. There is a chance that he may be getting
a Wu Tang,
a little fish
that,
for his birthday.
Mike, if you strike
from Blue Apron,
if you strike while the iron's hot, you can get him a Blue Tang, not a Wu Tang, a Blue Tang, and then he'll have the fish from the movie in your home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I have to like put a special tank in there, screw it. I was just gonna get like a jar.
Jar.
Just gonna get a jar. Well, of water.
How about just a plastic bag, like when you win them at the fair?
Just a jar and put some tap water in it.
That'd be fine. Florida's got good water, isn't it? Don't they? It's not like Flint.
Mike, there's
got
to be a fish store around you. Take them out.
They're beautiful. I'm just looking at them right now. They're absolutely beautiful, and they do not. This is not at the Thai restaurant. So
and get the doubles because if you get the doubles, if one dies, you just replace them with the other.
Or if they screw, you can have a lot of fish.
If they screw, okay. Thanks a lot, Steve Allen. Yeah, I think they're gonna screw. Yeah.
Moving on. speaking of screw, one more. Yeah, have you seen Lindsay Lohan lately?
No,
I have not had the pleasure.
She has not aged well. Even with makeup on and ready to go out, she looks like she's 45.
Yeah, how old is she now?
She's 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, that's a lot of 30 right there.
Yeah.
She got a lot of forehead. Mike, I think they might have her in a tank at that Thai restaurant. Come in and see Lindsay Lohan.
I think really what ages a woman more than anything else, or a man,
cigarettes?
Is cigarette smoking.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's what her deal is. She smokes too much.
I didn't know this, but apparently for some time, she used to be close to Kourtney and Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like best friends. And her trials and tribulations with substance abuse have split them apart. But now she's back in town, and as reported here, they're out and about. And she's got her billionaire boyfriend
that's right.
from Russia. Lindsay does. And I was just shocked to see her. And I'll give you a perspective here. And I know this is radio, but
Jesus,
this is
when did she turn into Jenna Rollins?
Yeah. Good.
This is 2006. This Lindsay Lohan. And then you see 2000 and
the one you just showed. It looks like
10 years later. Look,
that's 25 years. She's aged 25 years. Geez.
Right? Yeah.
That's
completely
meh.
Shocking. Man. Completely shocking.
What if she trims her nose? Hair?
I think the true miracle is that she's still alive.
Yeah.
She's still alive.
But also,
she's
got
some Russian boyfriend or something.
Does the TMZ article talk about the other thing she's facing?
What's that?
She's suffering from blue tang.
Blue tang.
And quickly to wrap it up, Muhammad Ali's service is today. You will see all the details on the news. I think it's worth checking out. Bill Clinton
is
giving the eulogy.
I go out and call. I think, you know, it's here we go hyping another celebrity death, and then you see Muhammad Ali and they start doing the piece, and I'm riveted like everybody else. And it's going to be a who's who at that memorial service today. So safe trip home. And they're going to give him a good send-off. He's already had a Muslim service, and he's going to have this service today. And I think Brian Gumbel's one of the eulogists there. It's going to be a tremendous thing. I look forward to
Bill Clinton and Billy Crystal as well, I believe, are both eulogizing
that him. That is Oscar Rotzi for this week.
Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back. The last Audio Vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out The Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Not too late to get Dad something great for Father's Day. I love Touch of Modern. You're going to love it, too. Trust me, he doesn't want a Best Dad mug, doesn't want a tie. He wants something unique and cool. Really, it doesn't have to be expensive. It has to be unique. Everybody loves a unique gift, something that maybe they've never, ever seen in their life. You can get amazing stuff, tons of great gifts at touchofmodern.com. And it's like being a kid in a candy store when you go and visit that. I love this website. They have amazing gadgets. They've got new and vintage watches. They've got rugged tools. They've got fashion accessories. They've got so much wonderful stuff with loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to discover and elevate anyone's lifestyle. And you can do it with a single click. You will have so much fun shopping for your father at touchofmodern.com, and their prices are fantastic as well. Right now, our listeners get a great deal just in time for Father's Day when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. For Father's Day, check it out this weekend, touchofmodern.com. Without further ado, let's go right to it and open up the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak for today, Friday, June 10, 2016.
You brought up Letterman. They've released a couple clips of him talking to Brokaw. The full interview, I believe, airs this weekend on one of the NBC News shows. I did want to play this because I watched every episode of Dave since he had his heart attack. I watched every one. And the one concern I had when he retired is he was so fueled by doing that show. How is he going to be without that show in his life? I wondered if, because he also, towards the end, didn't appear to be the most stable. So Tom Brokaw asked him, do you miss doing the old show? And I like what he said and how he follows it up.
No, I don't. And it's interesting. I thought for sure I would. And then the first day of Stephen's show, when he went on the air, an energy left me, and I felt like, you know, that's not my problem anymore. I couldn't care less about late night television. I'm happy for the guys, men and women. There should be more women. And I don't know why they didn't give my show to a woman. That would have been fine.
Did they ask you about who should replace you?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they didn't ask me about anything. They were just happy I was going.
He's funny.
Honest.
He's so cynical about the suits. He's just like radio guys.
He was definitely ready to get out. And, you know, I like when they trot Brokaw out for an interview like this. I'll be tuning in this weekend to watch the whole thing. I'm
very
fascinated
cool.
to see
like
what
to
it's
see
like,
it too. That would be neat.
Kate Mulgrew, Mike, perhaps you remember her from Ryan's Hope many years ago, the classic half-hour soap opera that came on before All My Children. Then she was
Wasn't she on one of the Star Trek
Voyager
movies?
She was on Voyager. She played Voyager, Captain Janeway. But now you know
TV
her
shows. Yeah.
Now you know her from Orange is the New Black. And she's promoting her new biography. Two weird facts about her. I don't even want to set this up. I just want to play you the tape. The next time you look at Captain Janeway on a rerun of Voyager, this is what you got to think about.
You wrote, but you wrote a biography, born with teeth. And you were.
I was born with teeth.
You were born with teeth?
Yes, I was born with a set of perfect teeth.
I've never heard of that in my life.
They're actually sort of
They're pearlescent, they're blue, and they're very dangerous because the baby can swallow them.
Goodness me, I had no idea that.
So
that
she had the guy come and take my teeth out, and then they built me a little cage because I had no sense of pain until I was 4 years old.
Really?
So I was born with teeth and I had no sense of pain. That's Shakespeare would have had a field day. It's a witch. That's what a witch is.
She's a great actress in Orange is the New Black. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, but she's still in a cage.
The blue teeth, though, scare me.
That scares the crap out. Can you imagine being in your own... I know it's something that happens. Yeah. It's something... Call the priest.
Throw water on her.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ. It would be very, very scary. But I think it does. I have read about that. It does happen. Just glad it didn't happen with my son.
But what about the living in a cage?
Well, that's because there are kids. I've seen news stories on this where there's a condition. It's a medical condition where they don't feel pain. And
right,
they can terribly hurt themselves.
This explains
like in Something About Mary.
Explains a lot
digs,
about Shannon.
Runs. Mm-hmm. He's a good little ass.
Good little ass. So we don't give him too much grief.
But he's a good ass.
Well, I missed a lot of the red carpet last night, but the 2016 Guys' Choice Awards were on last night.
What the hell is that one?
I don't know. It's one of the lamest ones. I think it's on Spike, the Guys'
Sounds
Choice Awards.
Right.
And what I love is that the award, of course, for Guys of the Decade. Mike, I'm sorry we were not chosen.
Oh, I'm stunned at that. Do they have any blue tangs on the stage?
Guys of the after party. Mm-hmm. And the guys of the decade were Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And I like the fact that they came up to accept the award, but didn't take it seriously.
We will cherish this. And we want to recognize some of the other nominees. Some of the dudes who weren't quite as decade worthy. George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
You guys, you know what I mean?
We're honored to share this fake award with all of you.
And also great.
It's fake award.
This fake award. Somehow they got Robert De Niro to show up because Casino was put into the Guy Movie Hall of Fame.
It should be.
And here he is talking about swearing in some of his movies. I enjoyed this.
Goodfellas was groundbreaking. The word which is a word guys like to use. Was in there a record 300 times. That's 2 a minute. Thank you, Joe. Well, I'm proud to say that Casino crushed Goodfellas' record. 422, or should I say 422.
So if you get the trivia question, what movie has the most F words? You got to go
with
Casino.
Wow, so Casino beats Goodfellas. I was stunned at that.
Well, I think because it's longer, too. I think
it's a long film.
More time to squeeze
them
in.
What a great movie. Man, oh, man. I mean, two. How about Martin Scorsese with two of the best mafia movies ever, Goodfellas and Casino.
Casino,
phenomenal.
A full afternoon of fun on TBS with the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You just hang out, watch it, watch the commercials, live your life, come back, it's still on.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, they made It's on all day.
Like a telethon. Kelly Ripa's co-host yesterday was Ryan Seacrest, and he came up looking. You know, I think of all the things we can have problems with him if we want. We think he's a pretty bright guy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's got his S together. Yep. But he had never heard a certain phrase, and he brought it up on the show, and it made him look a little silly. Here's Ryan Seacrest learning. It's life, you know, lifelong learning.
So I started looking through stuff, and I read this first line of this article. And I thought, oh my gosh, the Post has made a massive mistake, huge typo. They meant to say something else. Just read the first couple of words of that article to everybody.
Yeah, I got it. Private dicks hired by Uber.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need.
Yeah, private dicks.
What does that mean?
I think private detectives.
Well, they should say dicks.
No, it's like dicks, like Dick Tracy.
So he had never heard the word private dick. I thought he'd know all about dicks.
I've made my living after asking about English
pop
words
culture
and
references
culture.
Is what it would be.
How do you not know that? It's
I know.
Dick Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, you never know when something slips through the cracks and something like, for example, when I said Keisha the other day.
Oh, no, that's different. It's Kesha.
Is it different?
It's different. Okay.
Look, because you knew who she was.
Yes.
Right.
But
dicks.
Yeah. Everybody knows dicks.
You private dicks.
Well, here's the reason we know it. We know it. I mean, private dick is the first time you hear it. You know, we had to hire a private dick, and we're all guys, so we all go.
Yeah, you laugh.
Yeah. Or he's not much. He's younger than...
Younger than you, I think.
Yes. Yeah. No. He's older than me.
Okay.
He is. I remember looking it up because...
He should know. He should know, right? I might cry BS on that, too, because he's...
Oh, he's trying to be the everyman.
Show prep?
Yeah.
He's trying to be the everyman.
Oh, what is this, Private
Dicks? Oh, I don't know what dicks
I want Kelly to... Or she might just want Kelly to read Private Dicks.
That's it.
Oh, I got you.
And Gelman says, don't do that bit.
Exactly. Actually,
don't
do that bit. Do that again slow.
Let us close with a new feature on the Audio Vault, Virginian of the Day. This is from Chesterfield, Virginia, Mike, which is outside of Richmond.
Oh, the best part of Virginia.
Yeah, the deeper south you go, the better it gets.
Amen.
Dave Cook was at McDonald's with his mama, and he bit into his burger, and he found a $20 bill.
How about that?
It done folded up and put in.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
I go to McDonald's. It seems like they always overload it with mustard and ketchup and all that. Bit into my burger and pulled a $20 bill out. She got so red and she was giggling because my expression was, what is this? I was in disbelief. I was like, is this for real? They started laughing about my reactions, and then they said, we better check our burgers. We might have money in ours too. I finished the burger, yeah. I wasn't gonna waste my money. I wasn't gonna waste my mom's money.
I like to die. I like to die. And before we finish it up, I got to tell you.
Did you have french fries for that?
The thing is, he did not tell the people at McDonald's that he found the money in his burger because he was afraid they'd ask for it back.
Yeah. Also,
so he never reported it.
Was that some sort of scheme to pay for some goods in the burgers? Maybe the wrong guy got that burger.
Oh, some sort of Chesterfield drug ring?
Yeah.
You know what? You could be a private dick.
Yeah, he could. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. On behalf of everybody on the Mike O'Mara Show, we would really love to thank you for selling out our DC Improv show
nice.
So quickly. We are thrilled, and we will see you at the DC Improv and hopefully a lot more of you later on at the Mad Hatter for our after party. It's going to be a great weekend in November, and we want you to participate in DC, and there'll be more live shows. You sell them out like that, people, we'll be doing more live shows. Count on that. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Bootang.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.